in 1966, one of the neatest people that I'd ever met, at least he grew to be one of the neatest people I'd ever known, James Taylor, came into town. He called me on his phone. He said, I'm flying into Tulsa to look at the Learning Resource Center at Oral Roberts University. And he said, I'm looking for a basketball coach, and they tell me you coach a fair game. I said, I'm flattered that you would call me, but I said, I'm just not interested. He said, no, I don't give up that easily. Said, I want you to meet me, if you would, at the Camelot Inn on 51st Street. I'll just take 30 minutes of your time. I said, I just don't think I want to do that. Oh, no, I won't give up that. He's the greatest salesman I ever met. So I said, okay, I'll meet you. End up being a four-hour conversation, the greatest salesman I've ever known. Dr. Taylor always called me Sutton. He said, Sutton, I know you don't make very much money. At that time, I was making $6,000. And I said, well, you got that right. He said, you probably don't even have enough money to take your bride on a vacation. I said, you're correct. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you some gasoline money and put you up for a couple of days. So you drive up to what he called God's country, Magic Valley. That was the name of the area. He said, you drive up there and take a look at what I have. I talked to Patsy, and I said, okay. So we drove through the panhandle of Oklahoma, western Kansas, up to Denver, up into Wyoming, across Wyoming, driving to Pocatello, which is in the southeast corner of the state of Idaho. And we'd follow the Snake River all the way up to Twin Falls, Idaho, which was a town of about 20,000 people. Twin's about halfway between Boise and Pocatello. I drove into this service station, and this attendant came, and I said, where's the College of Southern Idaho? And he kind of looked at me in a strange manner, and he said, well, the president's office is three blocks ahead and one block to the right. So I drive up in front of this building. It's CPA, doctor, dentist, lawyer, College of Southern Idaho. I looked at Patsy, and I said, well, boy, this is strange why the president has his office here. Why would Dr. Taylor be here? We go in, we visit for a little bit. Finally, I said, Dr. Taylor, can we go look at the campus? And he says, you know what? I forgot to tell you, we haven't built it yet. I said, what? And he said, no, but I got the greatest plans in the world. And he whips out these blueprints on me. And the rascal convinced us to go and said, this will be an adventure for you. They gave me $7,500. It was an adventure because high school would be out at 3:30, and we would start classes at 4, and we'd go from 4 to 10. And then we would practice from 10 to 1:30 in the morning for 3 years. But it was an educational experience because this man was so sharp. We had to go out and raise money, and we went and knocked on every door, every merchant's door, selling $25 charter memberships in the Golden Eagle Booster Club. We got enough funds then to go out and buy a house there in the community. And that's where we would house the six players that weren't local players that we would bring in. I took two of the players from Tulsa Central, and I took one from Indiana, one from New York, a couple from there in Utah. And we had a lot of fun. When I left there after 3 years and I went to Creighton, the campus was open. It truly is one of the great community colleges. And they now have an arena up there that seats about 5,000 or 6,000. And they've won many more games than I ever won. We went 83-14, and it's the worst record any college coach ever been there.
And this was in Twin Falls, Idaho. Four black people were living in the town. You brought in some black players. And then the John Birch Society thought it was a conspiracy to integrate Twin Falls.
Well, it was a wonderful experience. And again, this was 1966. There were students there in high school that had never been face-to-face with an African-American before. There were four black people living in Twin Falls. They were all adults. The four young men that we had were wonderful human beings. And it was a wonderful opening of eyes on all those kids, because all they'd ever seen on television were the riots in Watts and Los Angeles and in Detroit. So they got really a true impression of black people. Are no different than white people.
Right.
So that was a great time for me.
So you were 3 years there, and that record, though, is good, 83-14. I mean, that's a great record.